We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us live this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline. We're looking at the war between Israel and Hamas. And Brad, you served for 20 years as a hostage negotiator, taking your insight from that and looking at this conflict. I mean, ceasefire talks are in a critical phase right now, but this part of the world is a tinderbox, isn't it?
There is no doubt. And clearly, I've not negotiated anything at this level. I mean, I think about standing on the other side of a door of somebody who's just killed somebody, thinking about killing themselves, trying to talk them out of not harming hostages. It's one thing, but and it's another to try to negotiate a ceasefire between two people who want to annihilate each other. And think about all the other players that are involved in making any deal realistic, from the U.S., excuse me, to Qatar, to Egypt. I mean, it goes on and on. Obviously, Hamas and Israel have to come to the ultimate agreement. But even within them, I mean, the different elements within Hamas, the different elements within the Israeli government, I mean, it's just so unbelievably complex. But what the common sort of barometer in every one of these situations, whether it's me talking at somebody through a door or on a bullhorn, and what's going on over there, is that you have to get to a point where there is at least some level of reasonableness. When people are in such an agitated state, which this has pretty much been in since October, and obviously it went on years and years and years before that, is that you're not going to get down to anything that actually is semi-workable. In other words, a ceasefire, release of hostages, more humanitarian effort going into Gaza, you know, all of those things that are – everything I mentioned is complicated, but the point being you got to get to the point where you at least agree to that. I think it's, from my view, you know, unrealistic that this conflict is going to go away anytime soon. And so we'll see. I mean, will one side, and if you ask me to guess, I would guess that'd be on the Hamas side, will they become so weary at some point they just will then decide to negotiate, realistically negotiate? Well, we'll see. So far, I don't see any direction, anything going in that direction. But this is my fear is obviously that this could turn into something bigger or more regional, which could potentially get us pulled into it.
From the Israeli point of view, I mean, how do you even step into that room? You're being asked to negotiate with the terrorist. I mean, right? This is a negotiation between Israel and Hamas.
I get that. And that's why you have intermediaries. You have the Qataris, you have primarily, I guess, the Egyptians to a certain extent, or a greater extent, sort of being the intermediaries because they have perhaps the relationship with Hamas, and the Palestinians. But it's tricky. And then, you know, one side, in this case Israel, decides to go into Rafah, and I guess they haven't done a full-scale assault, but they're active, it sounds like, day and night there. How does that play into, I mean, psychologically, behaviorally, did they do that because they thought it would put enough pressure on Hamas to relent to a ceasefire or not? I mean, that could also backfire. But it probably initially really frustrates having this conversation about getting in a ceasefire in place that allows hostages to be released, Hamas prisoners to be released back to, I guess, to Gaza, more food to go into Gaza, all of those things. I mean, every one of them is like unbelievably complicated. And if you add to that the number of people that have to, you know, agree to it, I mean, it's just daunting. I've pictured myself, if I were in the middle of those negotiations, I don't know how you'd ever go to bed. You know, I mean, it's just constant fire.
Brett, like you said, this war, I mean, we're talking about a ceasefire, not trying to end this war. That'll probably not happen in our lifetimes. But is negotiating for the hostages' release, is that a win?
Well, you know, you have to always put yourself in the position of the person who has the hostages. Hamas would have to make a decision that it's in their best interest, for whatever that means, to release the hostages until it gets to that point, because you're not dealing with people who care about each other. You got two sides that want to kill each other every day with a lot of vengeance. And so it's kind of like, I'll be simplistic here. When you deal with antisocial personalities, which I've dealt with hundreds of them, is that, you know, they have no feelings. They don't really care. They only care about themselves. And that's kind of what you have here, where then how do you appeal to that? You appeal to it because they see it's a better deal for them. And again, getting to that, even to that statement, in reality is, you know, extremely difficult. But I think that's kind of how you have to look at this.
Well, Brad, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us on the Trocar College Live Line this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.